When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Talking to myself in the caddy, it was actually profound, but you are right, Steiny. Teams that fire their coach, they're the best version of themselves that first game after. And if you watch the Bears this season, I mean, they've been in games, Steiny. So I guess I'm saying that to say this won't be easy Sunday for the Niners. But Dre Greenlaw might be back for the Rams that following Thursday night here in at Levi's. So that's, could you imagine if somehow they could just get hot?
Not right now. Yeah. I can't imagine how they could somehow get hot.
I get that.
But maybe they can. Yeah. Maybe they can. Oh.
We all right?
You don't get those alerts?
And I'm getting bothered. They don't care about me at AT&T.
Okay. Yeah. Let's get to the crux of the matter.
Tsunami warning.
Is that what it is? For where?
I thought it was for Goose Waves.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's a four.
Wow.
That's a four.
Wow, Evan, I'm going to give you.
And now it vanished.
But you should have it on silent. But even if you do, that's going off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's
not on my phone.
Steve, who are the Warriors?
We are a really good team. We're fourth in the league in defense. We have not made shots during this stretch, which is, you know, in the modern NBA, often just the difference between winning and losing. Who's making threes and who's not? And right now we're not making threes. And I think in the midst of that, we lost a little confidence. We lost a little defensive edge, and so I think that, you know, while we're in the midst of this streak, I still see a really good team with great chemistry, great energy, guys care about each other, they work hard, and I'm confident that if we can stay relatively healthy, that you know, what you've seen through 20 games is who we are, which is a 50-win team. And you just, you know, it's never perfectly linear how you get there. You're going to have some good stretches and some bad stretches, and we've obviously had both. But I really like this team, and I think we're going to be really good.
I believe he believes that, but I got to tell you, from a fan standpoint, I wish right now, today after 20, they were a 2 or 3 seed, because we got off to that great start, but now it's starting to reality setting in. And when you look at the Warriors and they're above 500, Sonny, they're still in the now the play-in. And I know the season's not –
They're 6.
Well, I thought I had them at 7 here.
I thought they were 6. I mean, the Wolves are howling, but they're still
they
in 10th
the
or 11th.
Butt last night. I think that make you feel good? If you can be honest. Yeah, Stoney, no. They're 6. You're right, so okay. They're not in the play-in.
So let's get into it, Warrior fans. At 888-957-9570 is the number. It's a simple question. You think this team's a 50-win team? Because if you think it's a 50-win team, then this is just a bump in the road, which is understandable because you're going to go through highs and lows. But the question is, do you think they're a 50-win team like Steve Kerr? And if I'd have to bet right now, and he's saying 50, I got to take the under.
I would take the under. And
I got to take the under.
And you could say, oh, guru again, Steiny. With Melton, I'll bet the 50 over. Without him, and no moves
made. Well,
he's
not going to be here. And no Melton's not coming back.
I hope I'm wrong. Okay. It wouldn't be the first time on a bet, but I'm taking the under.
I think I'd have to take the under, too.
And the cold part about this, we talk about it with the Niners. Their lives are, and everything is still in front of them because of the division they're in, so they still got action. Steiny, we saw it last year, man. You could say, hey, individually we won 46-4, but if it's not good enough, it's not good enough. And last year it wasn't. And that's what's bothering me, too, is they're in the Western Conference.
Well, that's not going to change.
Wow.
And while it works for the 49ers, it don't work for the Warriors. And, you know, the whole thing about how many games you have to win, like a lot of that's out of your control. And we saw that the last 2 years. They won 44 2 years ago, was good enough for sixth. 46 last year, couldn't get them out of the play-in.
But what's that tell you?
It tells me that 44 could get you six this year, but 49 might not be enough.
And to me, that means your conference is also getting better, too.
Exactly. And the conference's young teams are starting to get more and more experience. And yes or no, Warrior fans, are you buying Steve Kerr saying that this is a 50-win team? It doesn't look like one the last five games.
Right. All right.
It kind of looked like one the first 12.
Man.
So what do you guys think, Warrior fans? Do you just kind of hold the line right here with this squad, assuming that Steph and Draymond are going to be managed, let's just say managed well over this stretch, and maybe they'll just miss a couple games and they'll be right back at it? I mean, that to me is the other thing. It's not that if Steph and Draymond both play 60 to 65 games, to me, there's a difference between, well, how's it managed? Like, I don't want him. We can't have one of those guys missing 15 games in a row.
Oh, man.
Now, I think we can overcome, and when I say we, I'm talking as a Warrior fan, but I think we could overcome load management that picks a guy out of the lineup here and there when he needs a break. But I do think there's a difference there in if you're going to get to 60 or 65 games, how do you get there?
Now, I want to just double back to Wes Oakland Holloway's call because the Warriors were a dynasty, right? And I think it's unfair to say they missed on their first round picks when a lot of times they were at the bottom. But how fair is it that they did have before they won their last championship, the number two pick, and it didn't hit? How fair is it what he was insinuating that they haven't hit on those picks? Moody, Kuminga, Wiseman?
It's very fair. It's very fair, and I'm with you. I thought that the Warriors got hammered too hard when they were drafting at the back of the first round.
Bales.
For picking players that you have to kind of take a chance on, and they hit on a couple. Looney. Jordan Bell helped him for a couple years, but they also had, Jacob Evans, somebody who didn't pan out, and then eventually... Pascal's another one, but I mean, he wasn't a high pick. But no, when you have the number two pick,
man,
and now he's turned into nobody, he's literally nobody, that's a problem. And then Jonathan Kuminga has this number seven pick.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, I actually think you picked an 18-year-old at number seven. That's still not a bad pick. I don't think Kuminga was a bad pick. I just think we have to be prepared for to wait a little longer for him to reach his potential. And Moody, you know,
do you have that time to wait? That again, this no shade.
And I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up.
I don't think you do.
Well, and that's what's unsolvable to me. Like and I'm not saying you're there, like that's the point. And that's what I'm talking about with Steph Curry. When you talk about we got to maximize Steph's window, then all of a sudden there's an unbelievable time constraint on what you have to do and how fast you have to do it. And that sounds to me like a little place of desperation.
Oh, no doubt.
Well, then urgency. Well, then how often does a guy hit a grand slam in the bottom of the ninth to win a game? I mean, it feels like sometimes that's what we're expecting. And I just think the more I think about it, maybe we were a little unrealistic about the expectations of this team once they got off to that 10-2 start.
And when they is in the organization, right? Because you could say what you want about Pods. What he did last year, and I said this last year, you tell me, Stoney, if I'm fronting, because I'm not lying, as much as I love Pods, the impact he had I thought was an indictment on other guys on the roster that opportunity was there for a first-year player to come and seize it, and he did. But what if Jonathan Kuminga could have, and I know you're going to say people out there, oh, Toronto and the Magic aren't playing high-leverage basketball games, but if Magic he could further down the road like a Wagner and Scottie Barnes just in regard to his game, what would he then be and what would this team be? Like, they're dying for Kuminga to take the bull by the horns, and he can't crack the starting lineup if a guy's not injured. And I'm not saying he can't or won't, but right now, Stoney, the siren is red for me that they need that infusion of something.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.